Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, it's great to be on the show. As you know, I've done so many shows regarding my music, and my music is so important to me, as I said. Doing music has brought me so much joy. But the problem is, as I say, creating a song is such a great thing. You know, it really is. But making a living at it is another thing. It really is such a joy. I have been doing it for years. And as you know, you heard my songs. You heard, like, I Really Want to Be With You. You heard all the different songs that I've done. And, you know, making a song is so important for me because when I started singing, again, it was a response to an environment that limited me, and I needed an outlet to express my sorrow. And it was such a joy to do because it, you know, creating is just, you know, it's just a positive, it puts a positive spin on my soul. And putting a positive spin on my soul means that at a young age, I wanted to be a performer, but I had no intentions of wanting to do it for a living or go to be a dream. I think it pushed me that way in a much different way because of all the stuff and chaos. All the stuff, as I told you before in previous podcasts, the alienation to let me to write songs like Outkast or songs like Trauma, which is released on it. And Trauma was an interesting song, so I'll talk about that in a minute. But before I talk about that, perhaps you could listen to the song Trauma. And I have it. Well, when I have made that song, you know, people said it was so sad and it was so, how can you write a song so sad? The thing is what came out of my heart and soul as an artist. And at the same time, or I would say throughout rock and roll songs, there's a lot of songs written by some of the greatest rock and roll artists of all time. You know, like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even from The Who, GNR, even down to the Beatles, they wrote sad and meaningful music. Perhaps my song, you know, Black Sabbath, perhaps my song was so sad because I did lose myself I was told I would have been a totally different person if I didn't have all that trauma. You know, the art side would have never developed. I think I probably would have been more of like a someone trying to be intellectual and probably did other things, you know. Honestly, that was the truth. But the trauma just, it's like a tornado that just engulfed my life. And after the tornado was over, I was a totally different person. So the microphone just was handed in my hand. And, you know, the critique of my songs, my music, you know, I was criticized so much, you know, verbally abused and targeted, harassed, persecuted. So I didn't have this awareness of self-esteem. But my self-esteem built from time and wisdom. It's a wisdom to understand what I was doing. And I really wanted to make it at 18, 19, coming to Hollywood with that dream with a suitcase and landing in downtown LA. And that's as far as I got. And I went up to Hollywood. What's a dream to have? Unfortunately, it did not come true. You know, the Grammy, the recognition for my songs, you know, making a living, being recognized for the hard work I put into, because it takes a lot of hard work and effort to make music. And because, you know, recently I've been recording and then I go on stage a bit, because I've been doing it a long time, a very long time. And I knew I had to get on stage when I came out here after I found a place to live after being homeless. So I had to deal with that scar of being homeless. So I had to go to a club and sing. I had to sing in front of people. And I was so shy, you know, to sing those. That song, Trauma, was actually sung at a Sunset Strip club and Sunset Boulevard several times, a long time, you know. It was sung. They sung that song. And, you know, I remember one time when the guy, the DJ, was listening to me. He felt kind of sorry for me, you know. So what I liked is that he put the lights over my head when I was at the microphone. I was like, wow, that's so cool. That's so cool. But I also know that that song was a catharsis, meaning it was a release to make me healthier. So I had to write it and then move on. So because the goal for me is to be a positive person with my music. That's always the absolute goal in everything. And I knew I had to write about love and positivity. But in order to be positive and to be aware of what the world is for me and what's going on, I had to talk about in my music what's going on. And I'm going to say to those who make music, you know, if you're a lyricist, you just write the words. Or if you're you compose, you write the music, you play the piano, you play the guitar, you make the melody that the band or singer have to sing to, you're a songwriter. I say that because some ignorant people, and I, again, the haters are everywhere, you know, who say, oh, songwriter, just those who compose. Look, they're not in the industry. They're idiots. And that's cruel to all the struggle, hard work that I put into my music. But I am not going to be just involved in just writing a lyric. When I was out here, before I made my demo, I had to work with somebody who just wanted me to write the lyrics, and then they do everything else in their studio. And I said, no way. I couldn't work with them. Because when I make a song, or if I, you know, on stage, it's very, you know, stage is just, I have to be healthy vocally. Vocally, the last 2 hours, an hour in those days, or, you know, for a few songs to keep crisp that voice. So I have to be prepared, you know, yeah, when I dress or whatever, yeah, it's important, but sometimes, you know, I will tell you the truth. I go on stage looking glitter with a band. But the problem is the band didn't work out. Then I go to open mic and I go and sing. And I just wear I used to wear those grunge jackets, and I wasn't even aware of grunge because they were just selling them. I had a little blue jacket going around singing, and then I was dressed in all black and singing. So I had my style. But, you know, as I said before, when I do all that stuff, when I make music, I do not want to be just be involved in one aspect of it. Yeah, the lyrics is good. Yeah, lyrics, I have to be involved because if I'm going to sing it, I have to be involved in how is the melody is going to come out. Because, when I write a lyric, I have to sing. So I sing out that melody. You know, the melody, how it sounds with those words. That's important to me. So the instrument, the guitar, you know, rock and roll is more like, okay, I have to sing, you know, good enough, powerful enough to match the guitar. The guitar is going to also be a dominating factor in rock music. Pop music is the worst in a voice. But I'm telling you, I have my own style. Well, you know, like one song, I Want You, which I released, is so cool. But when I did it in my own style. I'll talk about that in a minute. You can listen to that on Legacy and Beyond. Goodbye for now. One thing I will say is that it's just, I was just trying to experiment with my voice and I got better at singing pop songs. You know, because I was a rock singer and then a rock singer trying to sing pop. Now I'm a pop singer, so it's good to know. Yes, I've received training and I had to, you know, still work on my voice, but still, my voice is great for what I've done. The songwriting is great. Because the singing, you know, people, you know, the critics, the haters say, oh, I can't sing. They don't like how the last song on that, you know, I Want You, or they don't like, I don't listen to that. I'm a great singer, and I know I can sing. I can sing as good as anybody else who's in that professional business. So that's all I need. That's all that matters. Songwriting, again, both sides are so important. Whether somebody writes the words or the music, one or both, you're a songwriter. The words are so important, just like the music goes hand in hand. For me, I had to be involved in both. Lyrics, yeah, write the lyrics. I'm so much into the lyrics because I'm going to, usually when I write a song, I have to sing it. So I have to write words that I can relate to. The music, how is that keyboard is going to sound or the guitar is going to sound, whatever, to relate to my voice so I can sing along to it. So do I want to be involved in that? Yes. So my melody, sing out the melody, play it on the keyboard. I wrote songs on my keyboard with the melody, you know, come up with a melody. I just wrote a new one. And I'm trying to get that published so I can feel good about myself. You know, I already do feel good about myself. I'm just joking. But, you know, it's a high to make a song. The producing factor is like how you bridge everything together. Why I work with other people. And I am not going to take credit for everything because I was one half of the songwriter with a lot of the songs on the album. So the other person must take credit. So, but the lyrics, you know, one lyrics, music, you know, like the John Lennon and Paul McCartney, they wrote 20 number ones, American number ones they are probably the most successful songwriting duo ever. And one write the lyrics, one write the music, or both, or you know, add a little, add not, you know, it's really amazing. You know, that's just, you know, how, you know, one could come up with the idea about the song, write the music, the other one come up with the lyrics, or one does the whole song and then one add one part. It's really amazing what they have done. So I think that, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a John Paul situation with the songwriter that I work with. His name is Dave. But still, I will say that is a great thing, because the producing side is the ideas of how the music is going to sound, what you're going to add to the music, and how you put the melody and the voice together. And the words are so important. Because my experience in the studio in particular is that the words and the music is so hard. You know, just write this and then write the words, connect to the music. After all that's over, then the voice comes into play. And the voice, when I started out singing, I couldn't sing for several months in the 90s. And one reason, because I sung so much, I went out to a club and I had trouble coughing. I couldn't sing a note. I had blood coming out of my throat. And I knew something was wrong. So I went to a doctor and he said, "Have you been singing?" And I said, "Yes, you need to rest the voice." And I didn't know about resting singing, because I was just wanting to go out and sing. So that was a learning exercise. So my voice got stronger. And then I had to do voice training. But playing the keyboard, you know, that was the studio. But playing in person is a totally different situation, because I'm playing in front of people. So the reaction, how I feel, is I had to sing in front of people. And I got so used to it. It just had to be strong enough vocally for that night. I had my good and bad days like any other performer. And like any other performer, it was very great. And then some nights, yes, there were some nights where the crowd was not pleasant. So those experiences were okay, because I built my performing side in front of people. You know, yes, I've seen both sides, and I responded swiftly. I need to have respect here. But, you know, it was great to perform. But, you know, performing, I learned one thing is improvising and spontaneity in my music. I can just not play for a while and then come up and write a whole song just like that in one a few hours like that, or go on stage and just sing my ass off unexpectedly, you know, by just expecting to do something else, and then just go up to the microphone and just sing a whole song just like that and got a standing ovation. So that is how I can't stop that. That's how I respond. Spontaneity is, I learned, to come up with a song on the spot, or just if someone plays when I was jamming with people, plays a guitar or key piano, and I just start singing whatever words comes out. Those are the lyrics, you know. Whatever comes out. Or play something. I just go and play it. That's it. I don't know what happened. I just played it. And then play it, and then that, you got it. But that's the key to being a good creator. And I'm glad it's shown with the other songwriter in these Legacy and Beyond, Goodbye For Now. But there are songs that I did on my own that I did not do, you know, I did on just a keyboard. Like I Do Love You is such a personal song I like, because it's about love. I Do Love You. I Do Love You is so, well, it's been released like last year, I think. I was inspired by life itself. So here we go.
I really wanna be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you. forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do. Don't you know, really do. Don't you know. I really want to love you, that's why I wanna marry you. You are the one for me, for eternity. Don't you know, really do. Don't you know, really do.
You can hear that for free on Spotify. You can also hear it on Apple. I Do Love You is just something I made up. It's about falling in love with somebody, wanting to be with somebody or someone I feel is a soulmate and be with them forever. Or it could be, you know, it could relate to anybody you want to be with or any connection to any person or entity that you feel like a connection to. I think it's a great song. I did not do it in studio. I did it from keyboard. It was no microphone. Perhaps, again, my voice is a variety. I show those high notes, and I show in the studio, I show this, and then I sound like this. You know, that's a good thing. I like to lose a variety in my voice, low, high. Also, there's something that's just so... I get a high off making music and singing. The problem that I have is not seeing my dream come true. And I'm going to talk about that because, you know, when I started out making music, I knew that there was a risk in making that, trying to make those dreams come true in Hollywood. And I did not get the Grammy. I did not get a Billboard chart hit. I did not get the recognition I feel I deserve after so many years of struggle. And it's painful that I see other people have done it or gotten some recognition, either singing or songwriter, and I haven't. Yes, I feel it's not fair, especially not only that, but the haters who are perhaps jealous of my talents and my ambition to be in the industry. While it is a price to pay to make music, to go for that dream, and it is a risk, you know, like a lottery system, it's still painful to have gotten this far and still not seen, taken seriously and not getting that, being recognized. It's so hard to be an artist who was ambitious to want to make it in music as a singer and songwriter because of the time factor, the time-consuming factors it takes to get there, and not to mention all the obstacles it takes to overcome. Because, yes, there is somebody who, in the industry, I'm pretty sure who would like my music, who would give me a chance, but I haven't found the right person, the right place at the right time, I'm sure. And that's the main deal. There's going to be a lot of people who ain't going to like me. They ain't going to like my songwriting. They ain't going to like my singing. They ain't going to like nothing. That's the respect. I get rejected all the time sending music in. It's so hard, and not to mention the haters who want to undermine my potential or try to halt my chances to get in the industry or steal my songs. And I can't do that. That's why I always copyright, and I'm a member of BMI. I've been a member of BMI for years. But in ASCAP, you know, so I feel I'm a bona fide professional singer-songwriter, and I have not seen my dreams. So that's a very painful thing that I have to deal with. In addition to overcoming all that other stuff, you know, all the crises, all the homelessness, all the alienation, the persecution, all that stuff, and dealing with haters who want to undermine my gift and my genius so I do not succeed. And that's so evil. But also the realization of being, trying to have ambition and having a talent, to realize these same haters want to also undermine my chance to even do other things like education and so on. My response to that, and I was told, is I only can control myself, and And, you know, God grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. But I use that in a more non-religion tone, okay? Only control I have is myself, and the best way response is to continue to go for my dreams and to realize that evil will not win. You know, I didn't come on this planet to deal with that, but, you know, I know that these people, karma will come back to them and come back to me. Whatever we do, it does come back. If you're evil, you're going to evil things. I mean, I don't wish that upon people. But if you do evil things, it does come back to you. If you do good things, it comes back to you. And, you know, I'm going to try to be good. So I have to try to continue with the actions I have. I can't control what people say. Oh, I cannot make people like my music. I cannot do that. I just continue to create because I have a gift to create. And I hope, you know, that is the dilemma of being an artist who, a fledgling artist who's been struggling for quite a while. And, you know, this is my album, and I'm glad I did reach this level where I released it to the public. And while it's been painful not to see where I can possibly go, and I haven't seen the dream that I've been doing it for years, and I hope that I do, it's also a good thing to know that I continue to create and to continue to try to go for those dreams. And to not haters take them away. But the only control I have is myself and to be positive. And that's why I write music. Because music is such a great thing. And I've been doing it for a very long time. And that is how I feel. I had to talk about it in an honest measure about, you know, it's a high to make music. But the thing is, it's so hard to make a living at it, to be recognized for it. And it's really been a painful situation. I had a very bad life, but still, I look at it as a chance to continue. And when I say that, I realize that I grow a lot to know that I have control of myself and I'm a positive person. And I have accomplished some things to accomplish and to do what I need to do. And the biggest accomplishment as far as what I'm doing with music is to continue to do it. I have done it a long time, and that is a big accomplishment because that's what I need to do. And, you know, it's really interesting how the world is set up, and I have to think positive, realize that there are things to do. And while I had my tribulations, I know that it will get better. And to know that I can continue to make music. Because music is such a joy. It comes from the heart. And I really was a part of making these songs on Legacy and Beyond Goodbye for Now. Because it's kind of like the songs I released to the public the last 10 years. And I find that these songs are so important to me. So, because I was a part of that creative process. It's about making that dream come true. It's about going for that Hollywood dream. Because I realize it's a great, legitimate dream, but I also have a realism about life that I have to adapt to life changes and must evolve too. Because I can't be like how I was when I first came out here with a suitcase or a few $100, getting off the Greyhound bus and live on the streets. I'm not that person anymore. I'm a person who evolved. I got off the streets and I continued to make music. And I grew with my music. So that's the good thing. And to continue to evolve and find solace in my music, but also to know that it's still that dream. And, you know, it's really hard. I don't know what's going to happen. That's the process. But what I do know is I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I do know I have to be positive, control what I can, which is myself, to be positive to myself and others, and continue to create music and go for those dreams. And I hope it happens. It'd be painful if it don't, but life is too short. There are dreams to go for. There are roads to go. I can't sit back and just give up. That's not what I learned when I was younger. I can't sit back and give up. Because I took so many risks when I was younger. But the thing is, continue to go for my dreams in my own way and continue to create. And if you have a dream to make it in Hollywood or whatever dream you have, this is to you, the audience. Don't let nobody take it away. If you've got a gift, go for your dream. If you haven't seen the recognition like I have, the only thing I will say is persistence is the key. Don't let some hater or some evil person take it away. Because I realize that the evil and the haters, that's not the only obstacles. They're just jealous. You can just easily ignore them. The best way is to look within. Because sometimes it comes from within. You know, I'm like, maybe I should give up. I'm tired. Oh, I've been doing this a long time. I spent a lot of money on my music, making music, putting it out there, websites, costumes, all that stuff. I put my whole life into it. I'm not no amateur, you know. I didn't get into this business to be an amateur. And I did not try to get into the music business to do it for a hobby. And no, I did not do it for fun. Of course, I started off as a hobby, but it became a professional business. So that's what it is. I have to continue to do it. I didn't come out to Hollywood 3,000 miles to just play for fun and that's that. That's not, if that would have happened, I would never came out here in the first place. But I have to go find a dream. So don't give up on your dream. Well, if you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, or a business person, or whatever, an astronaut, a nurse, or whatever it is, it can come true. May it come true to you. May it come true to me. Don't let nobody take it away. It's hard to go for dreams, and one realization that I learned is that to get to those big dreams, it takes a while to get to them. It may take time. That's the key, you know, to wait for those dreams to happen. It could take a very long time. It could take years. And the process is making some effort to make it come true. And that's what I plan to do, and hopefully you will too if you have a dream or a goal. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.